little bit of trepidation, but once I came and saw the work to be done and the sorting to be done, got my gloves on. Nick's got his working cleaning gear on, and with massive help from somebody who I'd love you to mention, Barney, a local.
Yeah.
Barney's already been in and helped. We've sanded the bar, all the tables have been re-sanded. So everything's been, you know, everything's underway for all the tables to be finished properly, and everything will be reupholstered soon and scrubbed within an inch of its life, and kitchen's ready to do food again, and we will be opening and being a pub again and doing what we do best, serving good food, good drinks, hospitality, and lots of laughs and, well, lots of families from the community, hopefully.
It seems like you've had such a great reaction from the community.
A massive reaction, and there is something that I was unaware of. The Friends of Toadrop Retreats, and one of the Friends of Toadrop Retreats and a good friend of mine, Yannicka Ishbel, she told people, she talked to me first, and I said, yeah, it's okay to tell people we're coming back again. And she said, I'm going to post something on the Toadrop Retreat, Friends of Toadrop Retreat. And I said, okay, you know, and the response has been amazing. Yeah, and I said, and there's lots of people that have offered the help, and, you know, I have jobs for them.